The saint whose feast we celebrate today, the principal saint, is one who adorns our church, our choir loft, and has adorned our calendars, our many calendars, in their near present. Saint Ephrem the Syrian. Saint Ephrem was born at the beginning of the 4th century in the city of Nisibis in Mesopotamia. Now some accounts say that his father and mother were pagans. Others say, however, that they were very good Christians. So we don't know which way to go in that, but that's not that important to us. But it shows you how people make mistakes throughout history. And, of course, one little tiny fact is not going to change the whole story, but it is important. And then he, as a young man, was baptized and confirmed and later on ordained a deacon by the bishop of in Mesopotamia, also of Edessa, a very important city in the Middle East and also in the church in the 4th century in which he lived. Of course, it was the 4th century, the century in which the Arian heresy was destroying everything. And his bishop, who's also a saint, I think his name is Saint Jacob, I can't remember exactly right now, and that's not important to us here. He was one of the bishops that attended the first ecumenical council at Nicaea in 325 AD and condemned, without a doubt, a shadow of a doubt, the heresy of Arius, who himself was destroyed by God as he was about to lie to the council fathers. In the meantime, it was he who ordained St. Ephrem deacon. He refused to be ordained a priest like others, like St. Francis of Assisi, because of humility. He did not think he was worthy to be a priest. And so he remained a deacon all the days of his life. He was made the head catechist of the cathedral, which was a very important job at that time. And he taught many, many hundreds, if not thousands, of converts that came to be catechized and baptized eventually by the bishop. In the meantime, he also became friends with other saints of the 4th century, among them the saint whom we celebrated the other day, Saint Basil the Great. And he died after Saint Basil the Great, and some of the dates are mistaken in one missal or the other, but he died after St. Basil the Great because he wrote the panegyric for the funeral of St. Basil the Great. Now, one of the things for which St. Ephrem was known was his poetry and the hymns that he wrote. He was the first of the great saints of the church who wrote hymns for the liturgy of the church. Of course, it was the East, so it was the Eastern liturgy, the Mass of St. John Chrysostom and of St. Basil the Great during penitential seasons. And so it's slightly different. It's the same Mass, but the rites are different. It's much, much longer than our Mass. So thank God you're Roman if you don't think Mass is short enough for you, but that's too bad. It's better to spend time in church and on the pew, whether it hurts or not, than to spend time in hell or a longer time in purgatory. And so he was of the Eastern rites, and of course we see the vestments that he wears in the window in the choir loft. They're Eastern vestments of a deacon. And he was called the Harp of the Holy Spirit because he wrote so many wonderful hymns. And of course, being on the Eastern rite, the hymns, I can never reproduce them here for you because the hymns are pages and pages long. They would do well for our High Mass on Sundays, especially at communion time when the organist plays hymn after hymn after hymn after hymn. Silence is sometimes golden, Madam Carlton. And so we give thanks to God for the great deacon and harp of the Holy Spirit, St. Ephrem the Syrian. Today, too, are commemorated the two young martyrs who were brothers who died in 286 after horrible, horrible tortures because of the fact that they were Catholics. Would that everyone understood how very, very special and important is the Holy Catholic faith and the Holy Catholic Church. Because millions of our forefathers who are in heaven now have suffered horribly for the faith. Like the other day, for instance, we had St. Vitus, to whom we will pray momentarily. St. Vitus was dipped in a cauldron of molten lead. That is not exactly fun. So thank God that your sufferings are just a headache or a pain in the hip or the knee or the back. And give thanks to God that he has given you a share in his holy passion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.